The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long.
Welcome back.
We need leaders who lead.
You're listening to the National Intel Report. I'm Steve O'Brien. That's Steve Voss. You know, that song's been with this show, with John Stadtmiller, for a long time. It's kind of like imprinted on everybody's, but the words are right. I think the line, the first line, needs to be updated. You know, the American dream has become a nightmare. I think it, well, okay, I know it's a nightmare. Maybe has been. Maybe I'm splitting words. Actually, I got a special guest on for this hour. Normally, we call him a co-host. You know, we have a lot of labels here. You know, at Republic Broadcasting or at the Independent Media or whatever you talk about. You know, and it's Alan Crusher. Welcome to the show, Alan. Thank you for being a guest.
Steve? Yeah, I've actually been called a lot worse things than co-host, believe me. I'm just sitting outside here in the Texas Hills. It's a nice, calm evening, and I actually just listened to some of these sandhill cranes going over. A trilling noise, and they fly up there about 8,000-10,000 feet, way to hell up there.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't heard those for a while. You know, we got the ducks flying around and doing whatnot, but I'm stuck in a room. And I'm staring at computer monitors, trying to keep the sound just perfect. Oh, Lord. You know, Alan, the world's hard for me, you know. But this isn't about me. It's really kind of, since you're the guest, we're gonna go down that direction. You know, you were born in Texas, and you moved to Arkansas, and you lived to Arkansas for a while, and you moved back to Fredericksburg, Texas, sometime in the early 2000s. And, you know, what was that like? When did you wake up? Because wake up as being, figure out that everything was stupid, and so forth. Because I think it's around 2004, 3, something like that.
No, it was a little bit later than that. Okay. I was kind of telling someone about my experience one time, and he looked at me and he said, from what it sounds like, you know, you really weren't actually asleep that whole time, you know, because it's like when Oklahoma City happened, that was basically our local television. We had channels, you know, just out of Oklahoma City, so I watched that whole thing, you know. The Waco, you know, the Mount Carmel thing, Branch Davidians, and all that good stuff, and, you know, what I saw and then what I heard reported as to what happened, you know, didn't make any sense. And, it's 2001, you know, 9/11, definitely didn't make any sense because I'm not an engineer or, you know, an architect or anything like that, but I've built crap my whole life, and I knew there was no way in hell those buildings came down like they said that they did. It was just a process of actually just getting a source of correct information instead of what I found out to be our national media that we all vaunt and trust is nothing but a pack of lies, kind of like as bad or worse than what we were taught in school.
You know, the reason I brought that up, and actually the reason I'm kind of going that direction today, is because I was listening to, I'm watching people wake up all over the place, right? And some of it's from, well, the January 6th rally, you know, and we all say, well, they were just rallying, but, you know, some of those guys were doing the Q thing, right? And they were like, okay, Mike Pence is going to dissolve this, and, you know, we're going to stop, and we're going to, and yeah, that didn't happen, right? Nothing, that never happened. Mike Pence went and hid somewhere. But I see January 6th people that are steeped in the news, right, and news agencies, and going, well, I've been doing the news for a long time, and I've got the facts. Look at the facts. And why do they keep deleting my post when I put out the facts? Going, you know why? They don't want to hear it, you know? And that's a person waking up. You know, he's got the facts, and they won't acknowledge them. You know, the January 6th thing is another crime, you know, that they put all those people in jail. Sure, they should go after the people that broke the windows, right? But they shouldn't be going after people that actually just, hold on, boy. We shouldn't actually just go after people that were invited into the building. It makes no sense.
Steve, I mean, you know, we've all pretty much figured out that the ones that broke the windows and opened the doors and invited everyone in
were feds.
Were colluded with the, you know, they were connected with the Federal Investigative Bureau. They can keep the same letters in the acronym, but I think FIB is more accurate than FBI. You know, it's once again, this is a bureau. This is a bureaucracy at its finest, at its intended purpose. Mm-hmm. It grows, and if nothing ever happens, their budgets don't get larger. They don't get more money. They don't get more power. So there's got to be an incident to prove to the people that there is a use for the FBI or the CIA or et cetera, your local fire company. You know, they're kind of bored, so they go out and one of them starts setting fires so they can have something to do and prove to the community that we're needed and valuable. And I'm not saying this about everyone that's in these things, you know, but at the top echelons of them, the people, unfortunately, the things that rise to the top is caca poo-poo.
Yeah, it's, you know, usually pretty bad stuff. I know. Unfortunately, I feel the same. And what we got, though, is, you know, another event in January 6th, 2021, that created a lot of people that are just trying to figure out why the hell that's happening. And, well, maybe they'll come around in time. But I don't really have come around to what, you know, come around to what, right? Are they gonna, we're gonna all of a sudden say no? Somebody gonna say no? I don't know how this sorry,
you know, those who, it's, you know, it's there's an old saying, you know, if you don't have the ability to say no, your yes is meaningless. The world has gone crazy, you know. Folks, I don't know if you've never seen it, watch the movie Wag the Dog, you know. And just, mm-hmm. it was actually pretty good acting and everything, but what they portrayed, the control and the easy manipulation of a whole bunch of folks out there, you know, it was put in a movie and made kind of, you know, silly at times, you know, Willie Nelson singing his songs and all this stuff, but, and Woody Harrelson, you know, just being a crazy weirdo, but the portrayal, what the actual at its base, what they were telling us, they're telling us exactly what they can do. You know, it's really amazing to be sitting back watching this go on. I try. We all try in our own ways. You know, was it Tony in Chicago? You know, he goes out and holds up signs on overpasses, et cetera, et cetera. I don't have that passion. We don't have any overpasses. So, you know, I talk to everyone I come into contact with. That's why I'm pretty much alone out here on my ranch.
Signs for sheep and cows. How's that? You go out to a pasture and you say, listen up, moo. They'd probably eat your sign. Let's go to the phones.
It's kind of, hey, Steve, you know, one thing real quick. I heard a report, was last week or something sometime, and that they had now discovered that deer can carry and transmit the
Corbid?
Dangerous COVID of 0.001% death.
That's terrible.
So I guess maybe my pet deer, Nebby, will maybe possibly live up to her name and be the destroyer planet. Maybe she's a super carrier.
Oh. Maybe. Who the hell knows? Well, maybe you should get a carrier for your deer. I don't know.
It hurts my head, man. It hurts my head.
I know. And I, they do that on purpose. They really do. I know it. They say one thing and then another.
My pet deer's name is, I named her Nibiru. She's Nebby for short. But,
yep.
And that was in 2012 when we were supposed to get hit by Planet X. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was 2011, but maybe it was January, February of 2012. Let's grab Jerry in Louisiana. Let's see what he wants. Hi, Jerry. Are you still there?
Hey, man. How y'all doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
I like coming on in another show on a Thursday. It's pretty neat. I was just thinking about Alan when he called. I was just thinking about him.
Yeah.
And stuff. I can relate to Alan a lot because I was in the same situation. He had a ranch and chickens and stuff like that. When he talked about the skunks, coyotes and stuff getting his chicken, I understand.
Oh, yeah, I don't know where you're at in Louisiana, but, you know, it's like up here, you know, I'm battling, you know, king snakes that go in and eat your eggs and run your chickens off their nests, so they don't want to lay eggs there. They want to go out and hide them somewhere in the pasture, you know. Yeah, it's a constant battle, you know, trying to be a little more self-sufficient. It's definitely not for the faint of heart, I guess.
That neighbor of mine, he had two stray puppies. He kept and raised them. Had them on a leash, and he let them out one day, and they come over here, and what chickens that I had, I thought they just killed one. Well, the next day I went out there, and them two dogs had killed all of them, because he was going down by the side of the house, going back where he came from with one of my hens in his mouth. I hollered at him, well, I called the law. You know, here by law, if any animal messing with your stuff or destroy it, you have a right to kill it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't want to kill a dog because I like dogs, but them dogs there, I don't know. But I said, he come over here after the deputy had talked to him. I said, don't worry about it. They just got one. Well, I didn't know that until the next day I went down to the barn. Well, I called his buddy. And I told him, them dogs wiped my chickens out over here, and I paid $5 a piece when they were a day old. I said, what time he gets up the next day? And he said, 10 o'clock. I said, well, I'll be over there. Well, I go over. When he came over here to talk to me the first time, he didn't have a mask on or nothing. Well, he comes skipping out there with a mask on with a notebook pad with and in his hand, and he kept on, and he said, I got $12 in my pocket. I said, I don't even cover nothing there. And he said, and he kept talking. He said, well, I'm freezing to death. How much you want out here? He said something else. So I just stepped off the doorstep and headed back to my truck, and I turned around. I just called him an ugly name, which he was, and I got back in my truck and went back to my place. And it left me with nothing. I thought about getting some more, but I'm getting kind of old now.
Yeah, and see, that's the thing about it. It's not just the price of replacement of the $5 for the chicks you bought. It's like, by the time you take care of them and you coddle them and you try to keep them from getting killed, it takes, you know, anywhere from 7 to 9 months, somewhere in that range, to get them out of the egg laying stage.
Right.
And you've got to expend all the energy to keep them safe and feed them and everything to get them up to that stage where you start getting something back from them, unless you're going to, kill them and eat them when they're young or something like that. But most people, you know, they want some chickens for eggs. And then once you have the eggs, then you can start, you know, raising other ones and, you know, having your own fresh chicken. But, it's a long process. That's a lot of, you know, just attention and just a constant
care. The measure of that man, huh?
His boyfriend or whatever he is to him, he had killed all his chickens. Them two dogs killed their chickens.
Yep. then, you know, that's one thing out here is that, you know, if you have a dog, it's pretty much understood that you let that dog know that, you know, down here, if they get out and they start chasing deer, you know, that's a big business down here. And if they go out and they start chasing deer out of the pastures, you know, that's a big loss. You know, not just that you know, we're killing livestock, you know, sheep or, you know, lambs or whatever they might encounter. And out, it's pretty much known that, you know, if you have an animal out here, if you don't control it and it goes out and it kills something on someone else's place, dogs used to get shot out here a lot more than they do now.
We overrun with deer here. I mean, I had to put an electric fence around the guard and stuff to keep them out. And I had it just about to my waist when it come to a deer's neck. If he walked up to it, you know. But some reason, I think they smell like electricity going through that wire. Because there's one that neighbor had an electric fence one year around his place to keep his goats and donkeys in. And as one jumped across the road from me, and he just hit his brakes when he seen that. Well, it was dark, that fence right there in front of him. He turned around and went back the other way. And it was two babies. Mama deer had two little ones. And for some reason, they would walk up under the fence, and they'd go, they love okra. Them deer will eat the stalk and all up. And then little deer was trimming my leaves off of my okra and stuff, and finally it just got too tall and they couldn't reach it no more, and they quit coming in there. But I hope to kill them all.
Yeah, it's a constant battle, that's for sure.
And then I had plant tomatoes the last 4 years, and the squirrels started getting my tomatoes.
Yeah.
I had peaches, and I had a tree full of peaches. I mean, just bursting. And what do you think? Just about the time they start getting ripe, I go down there one time, and every peach is stripped off the tree. Damn coons have been through there. Yeah, it's a constant battle. If it's a bad year, those deer, they will try to jump, you know, a 7-foot-high fence, and then they get tangled up in your fence and are hanging there. But, you know, they do what they have to survive. You know, it's like I don't hate them, but, man, it's a constant battle. You know, even my pet deer here becomes a real pain in the ass at times, I'll tell you what.
Right. The farmers here, they plant that old GMO corn, the wild hogs, and the coons don't hardly bother that stuff.
Nope.
They'll eat it once in a while. When I'd be cutting the corn, I could see where a hog had been eating a little, the cob would be on the ground. But they wouldn't mess with that GMO corn.
The only ones that will eat it are the ones that have been taken away from their natural environment, and humans. Yeah, that's right.
You could plant corn that's not GMO, and then worms would start at the top and go down in. You don't see that no more. No insects whatsoever food with that stuff. They had trouble up north. With the bees dying, they couldn't figure out why the bees was dying. Well, they'd get on that corn when it was tossing, and it'd kill them. Not right then, but it would kill them later on, and that's what happened to their bees. And they couldn't figure it out. I knew what was doing it. I planted this stuff for years and stuff. I knew what was going on.
The perversion of nature. It's one of the main ways they're attacking us. You know, they're changing everything in our environment. Everything has been weaponized against us. Our water, our air, our food, you know, the medications, you know, the your suntan lotion, you know, it's got parabens in it, you know, blah, blah, blah. Everything has been weaponized to a certain point against us. And it's not, for most people, it's not an instant kill, but the crap builds up over time. And your immune system loses the ability to fight against it anymore.
Yeah, you know, we've got a lot of problems.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for calling, Terry. You know, we got some music.
Okay, I'll listen to you Sunday.
All right. Appreciate you calling in, man. Hey, you're listening to the National Intel Report. Tonight it's Stephen Allen. Woohoo! We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Click the donate button and assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee.
RBN can continue to accept donations via our PayPal account as you did before. We are not accepting checks or money orders made out to RBN at this time. If you have any other questions, please call 800-724-2719 extension 3 and please cancel your automatic payments.
The network thanks you.
All right. That's the music. We're back. Hey, did you catch that little bit, folks? You're listening to the National Intel Report, by the way. Looks like PayPal's back up, and so the ship is kind of righting itself. It's good progress, right? You know, so, you know, you can fund Republic Broadcasting through PayPal. I know a lot of you guys don't like that, but... hey, we all don't like lots of things, right? You know, Jerry in Louisiana was talking about some interesting things, right? The guy that whose dog killed all of his chickens. You know, what do you think? Is Louisiana more survivable in the next couple years because they are kind of more rural than most? Those deer that he says are running around, they're going to be shot. You know, people will, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's not going to be that extreme, Alan. Any thoughts?
Don't know Louisiana real well. Been down there, heard the Cajuns speak a couple of times. But, you know, it's every place has their good aspects and their bad aspects. Every place has a large, you know, population center that is pretty much, you know, a hive of evil, whatever you want to call it. And there are boss hogs, you know, little places everywhere, you know, with Roscoe Pete Coltrane. You know, they're still out there, and everything's getting interconnected. They're not just individual little places anymore. And from what I can see, you know, a lot of these places, people are allowed to have their little fiefdoms as long as they bow down at the right time, at the right moment to the powers above them. it's like a pyramid scheme. You know, this whole thing that's going on. You know, who's at the very top, and then they have, you know, it drops down. You have managers and sub managers and sub sub managers, and then you have, you know, you get down finally to the little peons at the bottom. And but there are, all through the structure, there are people that if they had the opportunity and the chance to be at the peak of the pyramid, they would do it. They're just they're very good at creating it. Delphi techniques, corporate training sessions. Delphi sure. technique is very effective at boosting someone's, you know, ego, getting them to think that they really are a part of the corporation and they value their input. And all Delphi technique does is it trains little yes people, little climbers.
There are quite a few
corporate one up and brack nose and brown backstabbing rat bastards, you know, what I call the corporate world. And it's
that's the way it is.
Sad thing to see, and it's become all encompassing. It's all around us now, folks. I mean, you hardly anywhere you can go where you can't,
well, you know,
or
so
aren't
Jerry
under some
mentioned
kind of rule regulation
right?
ordinance or some type
yeah,
of
thing. Yeah, I know where you're coming from. I like that one point where Jerry was talking about talking to the person who just destroyed all of his chickens. And he said that when he went over to his house, the guy, you know, had on a mask and a mask for him. And it's like, you didn't have a mask for, did I get that right? Did I hear that right, Alan?
I don't know if he had a mask for him or not, but he was wearing a mask at the house.
And he said there was a mask in his hand. Well, I'm out and about all the time. And I was thinking about the 20s, the 1920s, all week. Right. And I'm like, they called those the Roaring 20s. What do we call 2020? 2021, 2022. I'm going to call them the fat 20s, because no matter where I go, I see fat, overweight, unhealthy people in the year 2021. Let's see what happens in 2022. Well, our food's been destroyed. You know, Jerry kind of talked about that a little bit, too, about the corn. You know, the GMO corn, it was like, well, GMO is okay. I just eat the corn and I use diet soda. Dude, really, what are you using the diet soda for? Well, it keeps me skinny. You're not skinny, right? I mean, you're skinny, right? You have a metabolism that goes really good. I'm fat, right? Not as fat as a lot of people. Some people, I mean, really, I mean, it's out of control. It really is. And
well, I will say that I am thin, but I am also frugal. I've never been one of those people that just sits down at a meal and I eat until everything's gone. You know, I will eat when I'm hungry. And, you know, the breakfast, lunch, dinner thing, if I'm in, you know, out in the civilized world, you know, yeah, that's kind of what you do because that's when other people eat. But if it's just me out here, I reckon I eat when I'm hungry, you know. I don't eat because you know, it's kind of like the 8-to-5 thing. I've never just liked, you know, kind of being part of that cattle. You know, it's like everyone goes to work. Everyone's going to be at work at 8 o'clock in the morning. And, you know, you can go out and drive the city streets, but between, like, 7:30 and 8:15 or, you know, 7:15 to 8:15, it's like a madhouse in the mornings on the roads, you know, going into town. Everyone's trying to cram and trying to get in, and then they all get off at 5, and it's another snarl jam. And then they live for the weekend. That 8-to-5 thing, I just never, you know, it's like operant training, you know.
Yeah.
There's always been something about it that I didn't really care for.
I like sound bites throughout my day. And they come from individual people. Like I was walking down Main Street. We have a Main Street, folks, and doing some work on Main Street. And I heard this lady, and she's like, please take me off your call list. Thank you. I don't want to hear from you again. And I'm like, damn. You think that actually works, lady? You're wrong. Hang on, folks. National Intel Report. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Expect from me at all.
Oh, that's good.
I'm not the kind to smile and bow out gracefully.
I'm very happy. That's an interesting song. I think there's a punchline in there, Alan. You know that song?
Not so well. You know, I've heard the intro. I don't think I've ever really listened to the song all the way through. I don't do just a whole lot of musical type stuff. I never had the big stereo system or anything. I have my likes, my dislikes. I went out and I saw bar bands and this and that, but most of the time when I was by myself, I was like playing golf or out in the woods or on the water somewhere.
You're listening to the National Intel Report on Republic Broadcasting. I'm Steve O'Brien, and that's Alan Crusher over there. We do a Sunday spot on RBN in between 8 and 10 a.m. I like to call it the start of the week, because I get to wake up and we turn it on, right? And we go ahead and we attack the world of the day. I'm a weekender, kind of. At one point in my life, I've been a weekdayer, And I listen to Republic Broadcasting on the weekday, you know, 24 hours a day. Now I'm pretty much, you know, working, and that kind of sucks, you know, because of my type of job. So that puts me into the weekends. So,
hey, you know, Steve, so you did mention something when you started out the program today. You mentioned human infrastructure. You know, I was watching something the other day, and I heard someone, I'm sure it was a UN representative of some type, talking about the human infrastructure plan. And I don't have the computer to, you know, go down and actually, you know, look it up and figure out exactly what it is. But I know enough. I've read Agenda 21. I know enough of the newspeak to understand the really kind of scary ramifications of that little phrase, human infrastructure plan. It's kind of like, you know, we went from being employees to being,
FTEs, full-time HR, equivalent,
you know,
right?
But, you know, to being objects instead of being an employee, you became.
Mm-hmm.
You
know, it used to be personnel, and then they came in with this term called HR, human resources. Right. And I got really upset. I said, I'm not a damn resource. And they go, well, it's just a name. Calm down, Steve. Don't worry. Don't get worked up. I go, but I'm not a resource, right? And I didn't even know what human meant right now, the less than God definition. And I would have got offended. But then I didn't quit, right? I'm going to quit because you changed the name of the corporation's personnel department to human resources. You know, where do we put our line in the sand, I guess. It's terrible. Human infrastructure, huh?
Human capital, yeah. I mean, there's, the reality of what's happening and what's been going on is really freaking amazing. I mean,
yeah.
I hate to be a doomsayer all the time, and I find my bright spots when I can, but they're not real bright spots. They're kind of just a little shiny.
I want them to be bright spots. I really want them to be, and maybe that will, maybe something will happen, right? Maybe I'm all wrong. Hell yeah. That'd be great. Let's go to the phones. Kathleen in Texas. Good morning.
Hey.
Nah, it's not morning. Hey. Go ahead.
Hey, Steve. Hey, Alan. I just wanted you to know I never call your show in the morning on Sundays, but I try never to miss it, and it's just great. I always love it. And your callers, you know, they're just great. I don't hear Art anywhere else except on your show. And then Andy, of course, and Tom in Utah, and, you know, all the different ones. It's
you know, miss old Chris and Frank in North Carolina.
Yeah, that was
just
fun.
Guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Mike in Tennessee, and anyway, so I just wanted you to know you have fans out there that you don't even know about.
We kind of thought that, right? You know, but, you know, it's good to hear. You know, I appreciate you. You know,
okay, you're in my prayers. Take care.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, bless you. Yeah, that's interesting. You know, one of the things, and I guess we can touch on that a little bit, guys, it's who's listening? Right. So I go to the stats every morning on now. But there are stats, but they tell you very little, because sometimes we've got like all these streams that are coming, you know, out of the network, and they're individual users, or they could be a multi-stream, because some are multi-streams. And then there's a satellite uplink, and there can be millions of people that are listening on the satellite. Alan, remember when the satellite, when they moved off Galaxy 19, when Republic Broadcasting moved, Erskine was coming onto the network. That was something like 2012, 2013. And then, Republic disappeared from Galaxy 19. And that caused a whole bunch of upset people, right?
Yeah, because there are a lot of people out there listening, you know, and I like to think, because I can remember when I first, you know, started hearing everything, you know, it's like, and even when I became a little more knowledgeable, it's like, I felt like calling in, you know, but I didn't want to interrupt the stream of you know, whatever was going on the program, you know, it's almost like, you know, want to break that up, you know, I'd like to think that sometimes we're that interesting, and sometimes it's just because people are bored to death and they've left. I don't know. You know, it's hard to say. You know what? We do what we do. I can't see the metrics for daggum sure, except for knowing that there are a bunch of satellite dishes out there, you know, not just in this country, but a lot of other countries, and you can pick us up. And it's not, you know, I guess as far as I know, it's not be able to, you know, list it and found on any metrics as to how many people might actually be listening by these other means that can't really be tracked, traced that easily. You know, like I said, we do what we do, Steve. You know, we've been here for 6.5 years, and just talking, we're just us. You know, I think I would listen to the show that I interviewed Dave DeBine. You were gone, and I was on there with Dave. I think I re-listened to that one, and I think I re-listened to one other show that we had in 6.5 years. It's like, because I really don't want to listen to how I sound and try to adjust and become someone I'm not. You know, I don't want to become Ultra Cronkite and just sit up here and tell you that's the way it is.
I think about doing shows. I don't like reruns. I'm not a rerun person. I think that's why you and I really spend so much time. We rarely miss a show. You know, there's been a couple times, but hey, anyways, we do Sunday mornings, and we got a lot of callers, so we're going to get back to that. But I don't like reruns, right? I like new. I want to hear the current thoughts of the people. I do want to hear what I think. I kind of know what I think. Dave in Michigan, I think. Yeah, okay. You there, Dave?
I am here.
Hey, welcome aboard.
There? Not used to being good evening, guys. But yes, good.
Hey, you guys finally made the big time. I gotta make this quick. I'm on a Michigan Assembly call right now, and we got a national call coming up at 9 o'clock Eastern. I want to give out those numbers, but I gotta tell you, I just made my first donation to keep your hind ends on the air.
Oh, that's
don't
sweet.
Let me down. You're welcome. I love you guys.
Give me your numbers.
Michigan is on now, but the National Assembly call at 9 p.m. Eastern is 712-770-4160. That's 712-770-4160. And the PIN is 226-823 pound sign. That's 226-823 pound sign. National-assembly.net. Thanks, guys.
All right. Okay, thank you. Yeah, Dave.
Dave's saying that, you know, it's like he might be excluding some of the younger crowd because us old-timers know that as pound sign. I think, what, today it's called like a hashtag or something?
Hashtag.
Yeah, I'll give you a hashtag.
Yeah, right. Let's smoke some hash, and then we'll play tag.
I like the pound sign, you know. Move along. Thanks, man.
Tic-tac-toe. See you guys.
Okay. Let's stick in that territory. Fred, Fred in Michigan. Welcome aboard. Can you hear us, Fred?
Yeah.
Hello.
So the Republic, when you read the Federal Charter, U.S. Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 2, borrow money on the credit of the United States. So what is the United States exactly? And do corporate entities and only corporate entities possess a credit rating and a credit score? John, I salute him for many things, particularly his focus upon this subject matter. He had a fella on, an honorable Esquire attorney, I guess maybe 8 to 10 weeks ago, and I was able to query this man regarding the validity, the presumed valid validity of everyone's loan agreement, such as a mortgage, by the way, mort and gage.
Right, death grip.
Uh-huh. Two separate words combined means what?
Well,
mort and gage, what does it mean?
So that's death grip, right? So it's your death grip?
Mort gage means dead hand.
Oh,
deadhead or something to that effect. Okay, so anyway, this guy, when I queried regarding one's autograph as an authorized signature, authorizing the issuance of legal tender currency, the evidence of which is the deposit of the promissory note that is created with one's autograph as an authorized signature, is deposited in a new account bearing the contracting party's name in all caps, of course, the legal person estate name. Okay, so that promissory note cash deposit is the funding source of the so-called loan. The institution didn't loan anything. They exchanged valid currency for their issued draft. And this guy said, well, it would be valid if and only if during the course of the meeting of the minds, you see, there is the party giving the offer. Okay, so the institute's entity is the party, the offering party, and then the contracting borrower, so-called, is the acceptance. Well, the offering party does not sign the contract, does not sign that. Therefore,
you know, Fred, I really, I need more time to really go into this. And in the end, you started with the source was a republic, right? You know, if it looks like a republic, is it a republic? You know, because it doesn't look like a republic out there. It doesn't look like a republic. It doesn't act like a republic. And we can look at all the documents.
According to the federal charter, everyone gets to borrow money. The United States gets to borrow money on its credit, right?
I understand the thread that we're going down. My unfortunate position right now, Fred, is I have two other callers. I like to clear my board before I'm done. And you and I have a conversation that would be at least 20 to an hour, right, to give it justice, right? And
We live in illusion. They've changed the term. Money is not what we think it is. We live in illusion. They create us illusion. They give us. You go out and you get a loan. They give you nothing. Yet you are required to pay back. You know, this could be a long conversation, Fred.
We'll have it with you if you want to give us a call back on Sunday. You know, we definitely do something like that. You know, I would love that. Well, anyways, are you still there? No?
A few times, and then, it can get pretty involved and lengthy.
Ed in Chicago, welcome on board. Chicago.
Hi.
Hello.
Chicago, yes. Hi.
What's going on in Chicago? I can hear you. You're a little low.
We're leaving.
There you are.
Breaking up.
Shut it off. Can you hear me better?
Well, a little better. Let's see how it goes. Maybe we can make this work. It's your.
All right, I just wanted to say, the other caller. I listen to you guys, but I've been listening to you guys for, 6-7 years, whatever, as long as you've been on. And not always usually on the right podcast because, we got Sunday morning church and all the good stuff. But I'm a real fan, and we're getting out of Chicago. I've been here all my life. I just retired from the fire department, and we're down to Texas.
Really? Nice. Where are you thinking?
south of Gainesville, about 30 miles. Just bought a house.
All right. Well, I'll welcome you to Texas before you get here. You know, any Republic Broadcasting listener, Texas is available to you. If you know what I mean.
Oh yeah, it's kind of... and my son's down there. I got he's a cop.
We would love people with the right mindset. Yes,
it's amazing. Yeah, he was a cop in Chicago. He said, "The hell with that!" After the riots, he's a cop in Texas now.
Just don't go be a cop in Austin. That would be horrible. Be like from
not in Austin, no. By Dallas.
Yeah.
North of Dallas.
It's like, I don't know if, Boston's the frying pan and Austin is the hot plate. Well, I don't know which one's worse. You know, they're both really mean, weird cities. Towards, I don't know. Your city is kind of crazy. Well, Chicago is.
Oh,
to me. But I don't live there.
Chicago's insane. But anyway,
I've heard.
I tell you, I'm a big fan, and that's about it. You know, I'm not going to go into the law with Fred, but I agree with him. But I think that's all over. All right, thank you, fellas. Love you.
Yeah. Good deal. Love you guys too, or love you.
You know, and I have talked to some people that live in Illinois, and yes, the people, the normal people out there, in the rest of rural Illinois, they are really. This was years ago. They were pretty pissed that everyone else in the state has to live with what goes on in Chicago, and Chicago makes the rule. And
yeah, bosses them around.
A whole lot different from rural. It's definitely a place like Chicago. That's just monstrous. Mm.
It's terrible. Let's bounce to Colorado. Bob in Colorado, welcome aboard.
Hey guys, how you doing? Sounds like you guys are doing pretty well. Things going around us aren't, but at least we're alive and we're kicking and.
Yeah.
Moving forward. The reason I called was I'm one of Peter Dish up on my roof, and I've been listening to you guys for years on KU. So I used to have a big 12-foot satellite dish with C-band and KU, but up here in Colorado with all the trees and all I can get is RBN, the KU channel, and I listen to you pretty much all day long. And all your people on the radio show, I'm sorry for John's loss, but pretty much everybody on your radio show is top-notch, and I just hope we can keep it going, and God bless, and keep it going, guys. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Oh, appreciate that.
We can to keep the family together. You know, we don't want to be sent off into orphanages or anything anywhere, and, that stands for the listeners, too. You know, with that RBN, they'd kind of be stuck in an orphanage, so...
within an orphanage. Oh, we're going to move to YouTube. That will never happen. That'll never happen. We'll get Google ads and we'll, no. It was really good to hear the little excerpt, the modification of the commercial saying that PayPal is up and running. When we lose things like, and we haven't lost Republic Broadcasting, folks, not by a long shot. We saw movement today. I saw movement. Maybe that ad's been ongoing for a while. But now that the PayPal account, that means that there's life, right now. And, if we got a donation, holy, that's great. You know, donate money where we're going to need money. We're going to need to be able to, pay the bills again. I thought there's a magic day that the bills need to be paid again, and but hang in there. I think that it's a good sign that we're actually turning around, right? Or at least moving.
I know there are people that are much more involved in it than I can be. Like I said, I'm not computerized and everything. I'm pretty much a caveman out here. I will do what I can if there is some way I can. I will definitely, be part of it. Like I said, it's been home for a while. Been listening a long time. Learned a lot. Have donated. Over the years. Money and going over to John's house and donate some time, putting up an antenna and then taking it back down.
Well, Alan, when tragedies and problems like this occur, you can either help or hurt or add to the problem. Sometimes standing back and saying, "Okay,
You need anything, let me know. And just being there and answering the call when you're needed is very important. I personally don't want to be an annoyance. I'm curious as hell what the hell's going on. It affects me. But you know what? As far as that goes, I'm just here for Republic Broadcasting and all you listeners out there. Alan and I will do whatever the heck we can to pitch in to help keep this thing going, you know, because it's important. We've been with you for years as listeners. I understand being a listener. I now understand being a host. You know, I'm honored, right? I'm honored to be on this big platform. You know, I have my beginning of the year.
To be able to talk with y'all out there, y'all help me definitely keep my frickin' sanity because there's not a lot of people around me that I can have a conversation with.
You guys all make a difference, you know, and I, appreciate those calls towards the end of everybody being positive. And try to let all the negative crap go. You know, there's been a lot of negative crap said about different hosts on the network. And there's even John, right? Of course, there's been people have been talking smack about John since I, learned the name
sometimes
John.
Sometimes dealing with John was kind of like walking into a room full of gunpowder with a little
sparkler. True.
But, you know, that was John.
Well, that was John. You know, he made a real positive difference in reality, you know, in my life. And, I don't know. I don't want to tell you all what to do, you know, but yeah. So
keep
I won't.
Doing
How's
whatever
that?
You can. We all have our different methods and ways that you know, I've never thought I'd be on RBN. You know, I've got the advantage, you know, the opportunity to be here. I'm grateful for it. Like I said, I've loved being here. Folks, you know, you don't have to go out and carry a sign on an overpass. Just do something, you know, sit, talk to people. Don't be afraid of being ostracized because it's getting too damn close for that, you know, to sit back and not try to do something, you know. The old phrase, you know, evil is allowed to continue because people do nothing, you know. Do what you can. We all have our own ways, some of them more effective, some of them you might never know who you affect if you talk to someone. They might actually come to awareness. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to increase our numbers and buffer whatever the hell's coming at us.
Yep, it happens. I remember 2020. You know, people listened to me, and I'm going, why are you now listening to me? And now they forget all about that. They're back to comfortably numb. But wait, folks. There's a cold winter a-brewing, I think.
Take care, folks.
Once again, yeah, you're listening to the National Intel Report. I don't know who's going to be doing the show tomorrow, but tune in. Republic Broadcasting, and, you know, support the network if you can. But we love you anyways. Bye-bye. Take all our money and send it abroad.
Take America back. We must take America back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You can't!
can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.